What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
So you see him in the background, new Murray State versus head coach Ryan Miller. Put me on the Boss Man Show and the new guy up there in Murray, Kentucky. I'm an OVC guy at heart, so I know about Murray very well, coach. I was at Tennessee State, so I know about Murray very well. What's up? How you doing, brother?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on, man. We got a roster set pretty much and ready to get the guys on campus here June 2nd to get after it.
No, let me ask you, man, Coach Miller, let me ask you this. Talk about Murray State, the tradition, man, to get to lead this program. A lot of history here. A lot of great players that came through Murray, Kentucky, and Murray State. So talk about being leading a program with so much tradition and history in the mid-major ranks of college basketball, man.
Oh, that's what drew me there. I mean, I had an awesome job. I was the lead assistant for a team at Creighton with Coach McDermott and the rest of the staff here that were going to the NCAA tournaments, getting out of the first round and getting out of the first round, getting the second round games. And we were building really strong programs. So to leave a situation like that was very difficult. Had to be something that's really, really intriguing. And Murray State, with their tradition, their 18 conference championships, their history of players, campaign, Ja Morant, all these great players in history here, was a major draw for me to come here and be the 18th head men's basketball coach here. So excited about it.
100%. And, you know, like you said, you was in a great situation with Coach McDermott and the Big East winning games. So it had to be a real special place to leave Omaha to come over here to Murray State. So I know what you mean by that, Coach. And for you, just some facilities for Murray State for a mid-major school. Great facilities. They love their basketball up there as well. Basketball is very paramount in Murray State, man. And talk about just that piece, how to support of the town, the community, and just the whole ecosystem of Murray State and what the facility that you have to sell to a young man come up there, really, really work on their craft and have opportunity to play in any NBA or overseas.
Yeah, again, to leave a job like I had here, coaching in the Big East in a power conference, teams in our league were winning national championships. We were competing at that level. To leave a place like that, you have to go to a competitive place. They have to have great facilities. They have to have competitive NIL. They have to have great leadership, and they have to have community support. And they have all that. They check every one of those boxes. So it was a no-brainer at the end of the day. They have great leadership with their AD, Nico. They have a great community fan base. No, just excited about it, man. Excited to be in the community like that, that's passionate about it, because we're passionate about it, and we love it.
No doubt. And for you, you mentioned NIL coach, and how it changed for you as, in your career as a coach, man, where you pretty much having to juco it up now, pretty much a new team every year, getting that portal, trying to find the right fit. So actually, it also helps you now because you're taking this great job. You can put together a hell of a roster because of the portal. Yeah. So talk about how you did the portal change for roster management, roster building, and pretty much being a GM of your roster every year at the NBA, where I've worked at for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different era, but you either adapt or die. And we think we can get some continuity. You can get continuity by giving a kid a great experience. You can give showing them that you care and you care about their career, and also put together, you know, NIL packages for them too, so you can help them financially too. So if you can do all those things, you can have continuity. You can keep guys 1, 2, 3, 4, even 4 years in this environment. It's more challenging because if the kid's really, really good, those major conferences come calling. But we think we can hold on to our roster. We can hold on to players in our program because of what we're going to do as a program. We're going to give them great opportunities. We're going to help them secure some sort of NIL packages where we can be competitive. And then we're going to play a winning style of basketball that they're going to be very proud of and be able to not only play their years of college, but also have professional opportunities when they're done. You know, there's good and bad with the NIL stuff and transfer portal stuff. The good thing is we were able to come here and put together a 14, 15 person roster overnight because of the transfer portal. So we're excited about the group of guys we got coming in, and we're excited about what's the future is going to entail.
And I think coach was also important in this era too. It's still building relationships too. I think that's still very important. And I think that's some guys have missed that boat about relationships and become more transactional. But I feel like coach building a relationship with somebody still goes a long way to them being true, loyal to you and sticking around and playing for you. They know you really care about them, believe in them, and love them for them, not just what they can do for you on the court.
For sure. I mean, there is a transactional component about college basketball now. But the relationships are never going to die. If you don't have relationships and it just becomes transactional, you're not going to build a program. You're not going to have a program. You're not going to be able to compete to win. You have to show young men that you care about them, not only on the court, but off the court, but also developing for their next stage of life. Because no matter what, there's a term limit to college basketball. You can play a couple of years, 3, 4 years, whatever it is. You have to be prepared for those next steps, whether it's professional basketball or career opportunities that rise ahead. So we're going to try to do that at the highest levels.
And coach, let me ask this question for you, man. Being an assistant as long as you have, how'd you kind of prepare to become a head coach being an assistant coach, still staying loyal to your coach and still staying loyal to the team you're with, but also in your mind prepping for that next step? So how'd you kind of go about that balance of trying to still be loyal to Coach McDermott and those who you worked for previously, but also preparing for this opportunity to be a head coach now?
Well, I've been very, very fortunate throughout my career. I've worked with heavyweights in our industry, so I've been able to learn from whether it's Coach Calipari at my time in Memphis, Coach Dixon my time at TCU, Coach Elford my time in New Mexico, and obviously the last 4 or 5 years with Coach McDermott here at Creighton have been phenomenal, have gave me a really good foundational base of coaching. They've given me different things to pick and choose what I want to kind of install in our identity and what we want to do here as a program. But that... that loyalty too is when other coaches like I'm going to do in my staff is hopefully I help mold them and help give them information and put them in great situations where they get opportunities like I have. And Coach McDermott was very supportive of this opportunity. He thought it was a great opportunity again, because of the history of Murray, the ability to be able to win here at Murray were all those key contributors.
And Coach Miller, for you, as you look for in the young men that you brought to his roster to announce down the road, what you kind of look for in these young men? What kind of pillars of your program you want to have, and kind of what kind of guys you want to bring to Murray State that really represents the racers in the best possible way to show what you all guys are all about?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we want to look at character. I mean, obviously, you have to be physically and talented, but you have to have high character. We want to be associated. This is our family. And we want people in our family to be high character individuals. So first thing is character. The three big core things we're looking for as players, though, that we always talk about, we want unselfish guys. We don't think we can recruit selfish people and make them unselfish. We want tough guys, both mental and physical, being able to make strong plays. If you're on the ball, getting a loose ball, we want that guy, our guy, to get the ball 99.9% of the time. And then we want the mental toughness to be able to play through mistakes, to be able to, if you prepared really, really hard in the gym and you miss a shot, I don't want your head to go down. Or if you turn the ball over because it was a good play, not a sloppy play, but it was a good aggressive play, you turn the ball over, we want to keep that head up. And then we want guys to compete on and off the court, competing every second of their life. Every drill we do, every shooting competitive drill we do, anything we do, we want our guys to really, really compete. And those three core things are really, really what we're looking for with our young men and in our family.
And coach, for this, when you get guys on campus this summer, which you've been a new head coach, how much is it going to be for player development for the first part, or just trying to also install concepts so it's not so much trying to cram in come fall semester?
Yep. Well, we're looking at this summer. I mean, it's very important. It's basically a whole new coaching staff. It's 15 new basketball players that haven't played together. So we're going to do a lot of things, team building, team concept, team chemistry stuff, because we really have to, because we're trying to be the closest family unit we can be when we tip off November 3rd. So we're going to do a lot of team building stuff. Then basketball-wise, scheme-wise, we have to have skilled players. We're going to play a lot of flow basketball, where it's a lot of pick and rolls, a lot of what we call hit and chase or get actions, where guys are going to have to constantly make read reacts. So to be able to do that, you have to have very, very skilled players. So we're going to do a lot of our player development stuff tailored towards our flow basketball and what we're trying to accomplish offensively. And then we're going to get the ball up and down the court and really get after it, let it fly.
100%, Coach. That 0.5 mentality is a heck of a thing, man. I love it.
It's everything, yeah. Dribble, pass, or shoot. 0.5 mentality, you know. Can't catch and hold.
God, I love it, Coach. I love it, man. And the man, Coach, Missouri Valley is a tough, tough league. One of the toughest major leagues in the nation. Let's talk about just the top from your time in college basketball and seeing how tough the Valley is, and excited for you to be able to compete in that league against all these great teams up and down in this conference, man.
Oh, yes. It's going to be really, really challenging, obviously. I think as you go into a coaching opportunity, you want a good place that's challenging. That's going to be challenging for us coaches. It's going to be challenging for us players. The Missouri Valley Conference, I think it was the 9th or 10th best conference in America last year. The history of the Missouri Valley Conference is phenomenal, with great teams and great players that have played in the league. Obviously, Drake had a great year the last couple of years, Bradley, Southern Illinois or Illinois State. And these programs are really, really strong, and they're going to be really, really, really difficult to compete against. So we're going to have to be really, really good.
100%. And Coach, talk about this. I think a lot of people don't think about this when you get new hires, having a great staff around you. Talk about having a great staff and what that really means and all the things they do behind the scenes and help you out, help make the program look good. But I think our fans don't think about that part of it. Having a great staff goes a long way to winning as well.
It means everything. I mean, you are a product of who you surround yourself with. And you, what you want to do is you want to find like-minded people that will also challenge you. I've hired an amazing staff, in my opinion, and been very, very fortunate, from my GM, Ernie Kuiper, to Coach Mullins, Coach Wade, and Coach Neal. I couldn't be more happier with the staff I've got. And we really hit the ground running, and we got after it, and we're excited about what the future entails.
100%, Coach. Man, this man for you, Coach. At what point in your journey did you decide you want to get into coaching and wanted to really help and mold young men and teach this game of basketball to others?
Yeah, I mean, so my journey I played Division II basketball at Northern State University. I played a little bit of professional basketball. Then I worked with my brother Mike when he was in the NBA for 3-4 years. And, you know, Mike grew up a little bit because he was younger at the time. And then he grew up, and I really wanted to help pay it forward. And so I got in my coaching career, and Coach Calipari got my foot in the door, and it's been awesome, and been an awesome experience and awesome journey, being able to help and impact young men, not only the times you have them, but in the future too. Watch them grow up and become leaders in communities, professional basketball players, has been awesome to do.
You know, I'm a son of a coach, so I've seen it from my father, and I know on Father's Day, a lot of the kids, his old guys hit him up all the time and tell him thank you and send him pictures. So what about that part of it, Coach? It's like, you know, even guys, like you say, they move on from me, but they send you, invite you to their weddings, bar mitzvahs, yeah, different events, and they invite you to send pictures of the kids. How warm is that for you as a coach to see guys who you poured into? You was hard on the court, but they still, I thought they realized that Coach was right about this and Coach had my back.
Yeah, well, when I was going through it, and my biggest mentors have been my coaches, from Coach Olson, my college coach, Coach Munson, my high school coach, have been big time mentors for me. So being able to pay that forward, and then also see, like you said, watch these guys grow. I was at Desmond Bain's wedding last summer in Mexico. So watch his career really flourish. But it's awesome to watch that journey. They go from young kid, basically, when you're recruiting them at 17 years old, 18 years old, to when they become young adults and they have their families of their own. It's an awesome experience.
It's funny you mentioned Desmond Bain. I told you offline, coach, I coached a couple of Grizzly games. So I see Mike on the front row with T. Morant on all the time. I see Desmond Bain post game. So talk about just the improvement of Desmond Bain's games and when you got him at TCU to now, just seeing what he's done with the Grizzlies now.
No, it's been incredible to see what he's been able to do. No one would have guessed at 17 years when he's playing with Indiana lead on the circuit or from playing Seton High School in Richmond, Indiana, that he would have the success and career he did. He was an all Big 12 player, then obviously 30th pick by the Memphis Grizzlies. And last summer he signed a very large contract. And he's been very, very, very good. And he's done it with discipline and consistency with his work ethic. And to watch him grow has been awesome for me to watch him.
Yeah, I love chatting with him in locker room post game. He's always a good guy to talk to. He's always honest and open, so in transparency. So I swear to Desmond Bain for his good will post game, win or lose. He does a good job, win or lose. Well, Coach Miller, it's good to have you on the show, man. I'm glad to connect with you, and I hope to see you on the road during the open period during July, man. I look forward to coming to Murray State and seeing you all play a game up there as well. And I look forward to having a relationship with you going forward, Coach.
Yeah, come on, see us, man. Come see us. Come spend some time with us. It'd be awesome, man.
Love to, Coach. Thank you so much, man.
Have a great day. Thank you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.